Oh, hi guys. It's Friday night, we're in the Bahamas, and it's the first episode of the Mix Mixologist. No, that's a lie. We're on the south coast of the UK, it's freezing cold, I'm gonna catch pneumonia, I've gotta put some clothes on. Luckily for me, no one's stolen my clothes that I left at the top of the beach. People are walking up and down in woolly hats and scarves. Give me just one moment. Right, that's better. Like I said on the intro, guys, welcome to the Mix Mixologist. I wanna bring you a fun but interesting drink show that talks everything, drinks, mixology, cocktails. We'll start with the easy, the basic cocktails. We'll build up to syrups, maceration, distillation, fat washes of different things, but essentially everything that you can still do on board a boat. I want to hear your top cocktail stories too, your best, your worst, and the downright ugly that you've seen around the place. I'm going to give you my quick and worst cocktail. I was in the USVIs on St. John last March, ordered a Long Island iced tea, ended up being a double shot of vodka with a can of iced tea. It was disappointing to say the least, could have been worse. Message in with your stories, and message in with the best ones, and let's try and recreate them. Anyway, like I said, it's freezing cold here. I think it's best that we go and talk in the HMS HQ. Let's go. Right guys, we're inside in the warm now, finally. So a big welcome to HMS Spirits HQ on the south coast of the UK. I thought I'd give you a little bit of background on me so you get to know me, and I'm hoping to find out a little bit more about all you guys over time as well. I was born and raised on the south coast of the UK. Spent quite a bit of time, lived next to the sea, spent quite a bit of time sailing as a youngster, crewed on a couple of race yachts, which developed my love for the sea, everything on the water. My early career, I spent a lot of time as a barman in different venues, everything from really fast service bars to high-end fine dining, and cocktails to match, from, you know, everything made from scratch to some of the nastier pre-made stuff that I wouldn't really touch with a barge pole these days. My mixology career moved a little bit forward, and I started doing quite a lot of home brew, home wine. That never went very well, and finally moved into home distillation, which after 4 years of what started with rocket fuel eventually ended up becoming what is now my flagship spirit, Mary Rose Gin. I've now got three gins in the fleet, the first one being Mary Rose. This is a really classic London dry. It's juniper led. I use pink grapefruit peel to liven the front of the palate but not be too acidic. And then rosemary to give a really nice soft finish to that gin. The Dreadnought is actually exactly the same base spirit, but taken to 57.5% rather than 42, which the Mary Rose stands at. This is a great spirit. It's really bold. It's really punchy. It's amazing for cocktails because it holds its flavor against some of the other spirits or mixes that might be in the drink because of the ABV. With less water in the drink as well, it makes it a lot smoother to drink, makes a fantastic martini, and we'll go on to that in future shows. The final gin in the HMS Spirits range is our Elizabeth Gin. I wanted to make something a little bit more summery and something that appealed more to the female palate. We had quite a bit of feedback that the range was a little bit too male orientated. So our Elizabeth Gin is a blend of classic London dry. It's the one we use in these two, but with the grapefruit and rosemary taken out. And then we separately blend natural elderflowers and then blend the two distillates at high strength. So with this one, you get a beautiful juniper-led gin, but with the warm honey floral tones of elderflower as the finish. Beautiful summer drink. And again, we'll go on to make some cocktails like the Summer Garden with this in future episodes. Today's episode, however, is not going to involve any gins. What we're going to do is talk you through the basics of cocktail equipment that you're going to need on a yacht. I know space is of an absolute premium on a yacht, so we'll talk through the main things you'll need to make pretty much everything we're going to do here. We're going to get more complicated as the series goes on. We're going to talk about our own macerations, our own infusions, our own fat washes, and potentially distillations. Probably don't want to do that on a yacht, but if you're at home and you fancy kind of going a bit further with things, we'll talk about distillation of spirits too. So for now, we'll go into the basics of the cocktail equipment. Right guys, so let's talk through the basics we're gonna need to make some cocktails. First of all, probably one of the most important ones, unless you're free pouring, is the jigger. This is a Japanese style double jigger. It's 25 milliliters one side, 50 milliliters the other. roughly 1 ounce and 2 ounces. Easy to pour, hold in your hands, both sides, happy days. The next one, a mixing jar. And at the same time, why don't we discuss a bar spoon? Two types, well, there's quite a few types of bar spoon. This one's got a spoon and a fork on the end in case you want to pick up an olive or something. My personal preference is a weighted bar spoon. It feels nicer in the hand, nicer to stir. Use this anything like a martini or any kind of stirred drink, just a really versatile jug. I'll pop those to the side. Next one, shaker. That's this one. This is a Boston shaker. It's my preference. It's the preference of most mixologists. It comes as a tin and a glass. For a boat, however, I'd probably go for the double tins. It's just a lot safer. You're not going to get any breakages. They're pretty much bulletproof. On, give it a slap down, good old shake. Hit one side, off it comes. You can use that for near, most cocktails will need any aerating, will need a tin. A muddler, anything that needs mint, so like a Capriana or a mojito that you're gonna squish down the mint and everything else, you'll have a little muddling stick. Strainers, julep strainer. This was one of the first ones to come about. Relatively outdated now, kind of used just for ice. It's pretty much been replaced with the Hawthorne strainer, again for ice, but this fits nice and snugly into a tin and then pour. It will get rid of ice and other big parts of the cocktail that you might have put in there. And then the fine strainer would be the final one you use. You'll get any shards of ice, any pits, any parts of the fruit that you don't want to make a beautifully clear drink. The other one, a juicer, we call this the Mexican elbow. You pop a lime or lemon in there, give it a squeeze. Easy, quick, especially if you're working on a bar and you've got to get through juice really quickly. So the Mexican elbow. And then finally, a really basic ice crusher there for anything that needs crushed ice. In the top, give it a spin. All your crushed ice goes into the bottom. Relatively inexpensive to keep on the boat. And that is basically everything we're gonna need to make 95% of the cocktails we're gonna be doing. Right guys, so now we've got a grip on the basics that we need to make all cocktails, I'm gonna finish today with actually making one for you. One thing to bear in mind, I'm based in the UK. As I've said, we use milliliters in the UK. A standard shot is 25 mils and 50 mils. I know in the States and the Far East you use ounces. Ounces are 27.8 milliliters, so give or take, an English shot is 1 ounce, a double is two. So we're gonna use that for the purposes of not having to break down too many fractions. So today, we're gonna do a twist on a classic. We're gonna do the classic espresso martini, but we're gonna turn it into a rum and raisin martini. For that, we're gonna add spiced rum, golden spiced rum. That gives a nice warm spice to it. And then we're gonna use this Pedro Ximenez sherry. It's a beautiful aged sherry that has just got thick notes of raisins and fig going through it, which will really turn up this cocktail. So a nice easy one for us to do. Boston shaker with ice in. We're gonna go with 25 mils, 1 ounce of the sherry. In it goes. Using Kahlua coffee liqueur, we're gonna do 15 milliliters of coffee liqueur. So 3/4 of an ounce, give or take. And then a double 2 ounce shot of the golden spiced rum. Add to that 50 mils of freshly poured espresso. And then give it a good old shake. Undo that. And then we're gonna double strain this into our martini glass. So Hawthorne strainer in. Oh, smells beautiful. There guys, is your rum and raisin espresso martini. Cheers. Oh, I could start a day off with that. Anyway, on to next week's show. We're going to talk a little bit about cocktail history. We're going to talk about eco products, which I know is massively important to everyone at the moment, especially on yachts and keeping the ocean clean. And then we're going to do an easy guest pleaser cocktail. Adds a little bit of fun to the dinner table or pre-drinks for anybody as well. Look forward to seeing you all next week. Please leave some comments and feedback. Look forward to getting to know everyone. Speak to you soon. Take care.